This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at Exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a 3-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales. Mastercraft Tires and Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield have a great deal going on right now. Get up to a $75 Visa reward card by mail when you buy a new set of qualifying Mastercraft tires. Purchase a set of 4 Courser AXT or Courser CT and receive a $75 Visa reward card. Purchase a set of 4 Avenger Touring LSRs and receive a $50 Visa reward card. For more information, go to MastercraftTireRebates.com. Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.38 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. March corn $4.51, down 5 and a quarter. May corn $4.59 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. November soybeans were $12.88, up a quarter. January soybeans $12.85 and a half, up 1 and a half. March soybeans $12.72 and a half, up 3 and a half. December wheat was $6.85 and a half, down 5. March wheat $6.95 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. May wheat $6.98 and three quarters, down 6 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's the 10th report for the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Corn was weakened under harvest pressure. Soybeans were also under harvest pressure, but technical trading provided support, and technical trading pushed wheat lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at 408 to 424. Soybeans were mixed at 1259 to 1284. And in the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 411 to 422. Soybean bids were steady to 8 cents higher at 1263 to 1285. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 to 7 cents lower at 403 to 422. Soybean bids were 4 to 7 cents higher at 1262 to 13. Wheat bids were 5 cents lower at 643 to 663. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were unchanged at 1294 to 1299. The basis unchanged at 5 to 10 over the November. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 429 to 448, and that was down $2.10 with the basis at 15 to 34 over the December. Illinois Corn Processors cash corn bids were down 5 cents at 418 to 445, with the basis unchanged at 20 under to 7 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 5 to 10 cents at 413 to 424, with the basis 14 to 25 under the December, which is down 5 to unchanged. Soybeans unchanged to down 1 at 1291 to 1299, with the basis down 4 to 5 at option to 8 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 432 to 435. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 cent with quotations of 1312 to 1313. Soft wheat closed 5 cents lower at 687 to 691, and Milo ended the day 4 to 5 cents lower at 474 to 475. Now on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 415 up to 437, and soybeans 1256 up to $13. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 421 to 444, and soybeans 1271 to 1298. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 428 up to 443, and soybeans were 1280 up to 1309. Wheat was 670 to 680. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 128.30, up 30 cents. December live cattle, 132.17, up 22 cents. February live cattle, 133.87, up 30 cents. October feeder cattle were 165.92, up $1.37. November feeder cattle were 167.92, up $1.55. January feeder cattle, 167.82, up $1.45. October lean hogs were 90.25, up 42 cents. December lean hogs, 86.65, up 12 cents. February lean hogs, 89.30, up 20 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with a Thursday afternoon, the 10th livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $3 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 57 to 63. The 4 to 5 weights, 61 to 67. The 5 to 550 weights, 65 to 69, and 550 and up were 68 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading $1 to $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 58 to 64. Opening report for the Walnut Livestock Auction for today. They had receipts of 315 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers were mostly a dollar higher, and slaughter Holstein steers were also a dollar higher. Trade today was active and demand good. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 122.25 to 127. Slaughter Holstein steers, 108.50 to 114. And choice slaughter heifers at 122.25 to 126.75. Now on to the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 428 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar higher, and Holstein steers were also a dollar higher, with feeder cattle trading unevenly steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 121.50 to 126. The selection choice steers were 115 to 121.50. Select steers were 105 to 115, and on to the choice slaughter Holstein steers, they were bringing 113 to 117.50, and the select and choice Holstein steers were 105 to 112, and the select Holstein steers were 95 to 100. On to choice slaughter heifers. They were bringing 121.50 to 124.50. The select and choice heifers were 117.50 to 122.50, and the select heifers were 113 to 115. On to slaughter cows, the premium average dressing were bringing $90.50 to $92. Boners average dressing were bringing $80 to $81, and the low dressings were bringing $70 to $79. Lean average dressing were $70 to $77. High dressing, 78 to 80, and low dressing, 60 to 69. On to slaughter bulls, they had 16 head, and they ranged in price from 91 to 97.50. On to feeder steers, medium and large ones. Three weights were bringing 179 to 185, four weights, 170 to 172. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were bringing 140 to 150, and six weights were bringing 130 to 134. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, four weights were 130 up to 145. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, five weights, 142 to 155. Now on to Reel's weekly hay auction at Congerville. Compared to last week, hay in small squares sold $1 to $1.50 lower, and wheat straw sold 30 cents higher in a light test. They had receipts for 497 bales, and starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, they were bringing $4 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2.25 to $4.25 a bale. Over clover, orchard grass, mixed hay, good quality small squares, $3.75 to $4.25, and wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.30 a bale. They also had some large squares bringing $22. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.35. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.33. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.35. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.33. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.86. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.96. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.55. Once again, those pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.35, corn at Scottville is $4.35, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.86, and wheat at Scottville is $6.55. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is coming up on 6:23 on this Friday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies. The high about 80 degrees with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Low temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies with scattered showers possible. Highs in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower Monday night and Tuesday. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have mostly clear skies, scattered fog in the area, and a temperature of 52 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
House Republican leaders unveiled a plan for a six-week increase in the nation's debt ceiling Thursday morning. The Treasury has said the nation will hit the debt ceiling October 17th and could begin defaulting on debts shortly thereafter. The Republican proposal would extend the debt ceiling to November 22nd, but does not address the government shutdown. According to Boehner, this is an attempt to meet the president halfway. It appears the proposal could be acceptable to President Obama. White House spokesman Jay Carney says as long as there were no conditions attached, the president would likely sign a short-term debt ceiling hike. He did express that raising the debt ceiling for an extended period of time would be better, however. Still, Carney called it encouraging that House Republicans are considering a debt ceiling increase. Environmental Protection Agency personnel haven't been available to approve imported agricultural chemicals for entry as a result of the government shutdown, meaning millions of dollars worth of the chemicals are stuck at U.S. ports. An agriculture and trade attorney in Washington, D.C., says the issue could have been a bigger impact on the food supply than furloughs at the Food and Drug Administration if the shutdown persists for weeks or months. CropLife America's Senior Director of Regulatory Policy, Dr. Ray McAllister, says the longer the supplies, including pesticides and active ingredients intended to be formulated into products sold to farmers, remain stuck in port warehouses or held on shipping freighters, the lower the supplies run for use in the U.S. He says manufacturers face difficult decisions regarding shipments about to be sent or already en route, which could also be held up at ports of entry. McAllister says it may not take long for the bottlenecks to have an effect on the supplies of crop protection products for agriculture now and in the coming growing season. The government shutdown is proving to have consequences that many may not have anticipated. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist Bob Young says that many of them affect farmers and ranchers. AFBF's Jonna Miller has the story.
Maybe you've never heard of the WASDE, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, but it's a monthly report put out by the Department of Agriculture on the gamut of agricultural commodities except for fruits and vegetables. Bob Young is chief economist of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
It's already been announced that they're not going to put them out on the original date that they were supposed to come out on. I think the real question now is whether or not they're going to put them out at some later date. I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question. There's nobody to talk to ask that question of at this point.
And you might say, so what? Young says the report is important to keep things fair for the little guys.
One of the key things for a competitive market is that everybody knows the same thing that everybody else knows. And that's really what USDA's reports provide. Everybody knows what USDA says. But when USDA reports are not available, then folks that have private information have that much more market power, that much more market knowledge.
Then there's the issue with the recent outbreaks of salmonella. Yes, meat inspectors are still on the job, but the employees at the Center for Disease Control, who gather and analyze data on such outbreaks and help to bring them under control, were not.
Had we been under normal circumstances, CDC folks would have been in place right away and able to determine, hey, we've had 50 cases, for example. We got to put somebody on this. You would have had people in place. You could have picked up the phone, sent them off, and had them go to work. As it was, because you had this delay, you're up to 200-plus cases.
There are families who can't get home loans because the rural development offices are closed, imports sitting in ports because inspectors are furloughed, and that barely scratches the surface.
This is beginning to ripple through the economy, and every day longer that this goes on, it just is creating that much more of a backlog and just putting some real burdens in place for small businesses in particular.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
This time of year is a busy time for FFA. The state officers have divided up and are working with section officers all over the state to go on school visits in order to reach out to students and encourage them to join the FFA program. This week, State FFA Secretary Cody Cartman has been traveling with the Section 19 FFA officers.
So right now we're going around all the different schools in Section 19 for the chapter visits. During that, we have numerous section officers and also myself go around to the different chapters. And we just talk with the FFA members that are there about different things and opportunities that they have in FFA and just try to get them inspired, you know, to try to do more. We host have a couple different leadership activities that we do with them just to kind of have them have fun during the time, but then also teach them a message along the way that hopefully they can use throughout their year as an FFA member and use, you know, even on after they graduate high school.
And you're not the only state officer who's going around doing this. How many schools are you guys probably going to cover by the end of this?
By the end of the entire five-week process that we do chapter visits, myself along with my four other teammates, we'll cover around 320 high schools around the state of Illinois.
320 high schools certainly makes for a lot of kids to reach out to. Well, that's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Angela. It means a lot of windshield time, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Who are you going to have on tomorrow?
Oh, yes. For the Saturday Horse Show, I am talking to a young horse trainer. She just graduated from the University of Illinois in May, and she's been training horses for a while. This sparked an interest with me because I actually saw some pictures where she had taken in an abused horse, and now she has gotten him extremely calm and well-trained, and she had laid him down and was able to put a tarp over him and rattle that, which normally would just scare a horse to death.
But sure it would.
He was calm as could be. So we're going to hear all about how she was able to do that tomorrow.
Do they have a specific program for horse training at the University of Illinois?
They have an animal sciences program with a horse emphasis, but it's not a horse training program.
More of a veterinary end, I guess, right?
That's also separate. They do have a separate companion animal horses concentration.
I see. Okay, we'll look forward to that tomorrow. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Once again, that's WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.